big rains, I've seen Centaur a mile wide. And of course the depth of it would be about anywhere from 10 to 20 feet.
That creek would be a mile wide?
Yes, sir. I've seen a mile wide Centaur. And if it'll get out over the banks, you see.
Yeah.
The banks itself would be about 10 feet, I reckon. Whenever it gets out of the banks, well, then it spreads out over right small of a territory. I've seen it a mile wide many a time.
And you see, when the Mississippi gets up, then it backs up into Thompson Creek all the way up above the bridge on 61 at him.
Now, I don't know whether he knows where the bridge on 61 is down here or not. Now, you haven't been between here and Baton Rouge on 61,
have
you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, I have.
Because you know where you cross that bridge down there?
I haven't been on that route, sorry.
Mm-hmm. No. On 61 out of St. Francisville, on straight on Baton Rouge.
No, I haven't.
You haven't been down as far as the paper mill?
No, ma'am.
Well, this creek, it goes down, just it doesn't stay up that long, unless it just keeps on raining. But say, for instance, we used to have it doesn't get up like that now, like it used to, even when a big flooded rain, because it's not the lands and pastures so much more than it was then. The water don't get off as fast.
Mm-hmm.
And make it rise fast. It has a great fall to it. That's one thing about it. And it gets on off,
yeah,
down to the river, you know, unless backwater's up down there, you know. And
yeah. Now, do you have any other kind of water around here that flows around? You got any bayous around here?
Yeah, but they don't. When it rains, you know, they take over the little stream, just like that place out there you were talking about a while ago. Well, the water's got to go somewhere, and it's going to fall, you know, naturally. And
what's a bayou? We don't say that where I'm from. You know what that is?
Well,
a stream? Or?
Yeah.
Well, it's a stream of water, you know, where the water collects, just like the water collects from around my house, you know, and then comes from over the other side of that hill and all and above, yeah, as far as it goes until it gets to go somewhere else. I use it Woodville today.
Yeah.
I don't know who you went up there to see.
Well, I didn't get to check and see anybody. Everything's closed up.
Well, it's out of class. Well, Woodville, you go to the courthouse?
Yes, sir, I did. I talked with the deputy sheriff there, but he was the only guy there, and he couldn't help me. He just come in from Centerville.
Well, Woodville, when it rains, that's just a coincidence. When it rains, the water sheds off the courthouse on the west side, goes into Big Bossier Creek. I don't know whether you know where Big Bossier Creek is or not.
Sarah? Yeah.
Huh?
No.
It comes into the river right just above the ferry landing there.
Yes.
This Big Bossier Creek. And you come right on, when you cross the river and come on this side, and if you'd go straight, you'd run off in it. It's a little old house store or something sitting right there in the curve.
Yeah.
Well, it's sitting right on the banks of of Big Bossier Creek. Well, the water sheds that way and goes into the Big Bossier Creek, comes into the river there. The water on the east side